Read questions 3 and 4 carefully and take notes in Finnish. Part 3.
What did you notice about the Japanese language then?
The language is something that seems quite easy when you first start to study it. But, like, I studied it for a year before going there. And I went to a course, I had a tutor for the summer before leaving to Japan, and I really thought that I could survive quite easily in Japan. But when I got there, I actually realized that I barely could introduce myself because they have such a wide range of different dialects and they speak really differently.
How do you mean speak really differently? Do you mean the dialects are different or the way the intonation is different?
They speak differently depending on who you are to them, if you are their boss or if you are classmate.
So the register is different.
Yeah. So what I had learned was this basic polite Japanese. But when I got to a store, they would talk to me really, really politely since I was like a client over there. And when I got to my host family or went to school, they would talk to me in this really kind of everyday Japanese that they use only for friends and family. So I had some difficulties in the beginning, and after a while I started to learn more of the other types of Japanese rather than the Japanese that people from in other countries are usually taught.
So actually getting the register right is part of fluency.
Yeah, I was taught to speak really polite Japanese because in Japan, normally, the very polite Japanese is studied when they get to university. But because foreigners rarely learn that polite Japanese, my Japanese teachers thought it would be really convenient for me to learn it since I would get people take me a lot more seriously.
Was it easy to learn? Because people talk about Japanese and Finnish having similarities, do they?
They have, like, the pronunciation is really similar.
Could you give examples of words that sound Finnish?
Yeah, well, for example, shoes in Japanese is kutsu, which is really similar to Finnish meaning of invitation.
Yeah.
Something else is, for example, koe, which in Finnish means exam, but in Japanese, koe means voice or a sound.
So you actually have words that are the same. You hear them and it's the sounds the same as Finnish, but the meaning is different.
Yeah, and also Japanese has a lot of words that, like one word that has a huge variety of different meanings. But the one thing that distinguishes them from each other is how you write them, because they use those really difficult marks called kanjis, which really define what the meaning of the word is.
Sounds really complicated. My daughter's very keen on manga. And one of the things that she often picks up is the onomatopoeic expressions used in the manga.
Well, when you're describing your feelings, you might actually describe your anger with those words.
Could you give an example? For example, if you're really angry?
For example, ira ira is really common, mm-hmm. and it means like you're really, really annoyed with something.
Ira ira.
Yeah.
Would you do it with mosquitoes, for example, if they were buzzing around you? Would you shout ira ira in Lapland?
Yeah, if they're really, really bothering you, you're like really, really annoyed of something. Also something like when you're smiling, if someone is smiling, you can say niko niko, which describes the smile they're having. If they're kind of having this kind of foolish smile, for example, in a manga or some cartoon, they might write next to the character niko niko, which kind of describes how they're really, really happy and really smiling.
Do you have any other examples of onomatopoeia being used in kind of everyday language?
Yeah, when you're describing, for example, that you like someone, you might say doki doki. which means that your heart is kind of really thumping really hard and like fast, which means that you're having a crush on someone.